Her grossness herself, Sylvia Bronzi, author of the book series Grossology, The Impolite Science of the Human Body, will greet and inspire her fans of all ages with interactive gross demonstrations at the Da Vinci Science Center in Allentown this Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Sometimes they're stinky, sometimes they're crusty, sometimes they're slimy. The Grossology exhibition lets visitors explore why their bodies produce mushy, oozy, crusty, scaly, and stinky gunk. Grossology is based on the best-selling book series by Sylvia Bronzi. Grossology uses sophisticated animatronics and imaginative exhibits to show visitors the good, the bad, and downright ugly about runny noses, body odor, and more. Grossology features impolite stations for visitors, including an animatronic nose that flows snot called Nigel Knows It All, a skin-climbing wall featuring pimples, warts, wounds, hair, moles, and other skin blemishes, and an area where visitors can match body odors with the area of their body from which they came. Sylvia Bronzi is a children's nonfiction author and performer of educational shows for kids. Her books have been translated into a dozen different languages, and she's delighted and educated children and adults throughout the United States and Canada, Trinidad, Germany, and England. Sylvia Bronzi.
When I came up with the idea, I remember I told a friend of mine, Al Burke, I was like, Al, I got this idea, I'm going to do this book. And he said, well, Sylvia, you're either going to sell one or you'll sell a million. There's no in-between with this one. I knew it would probably do pretty good. One, it's being translated into Japanese and went to Spanish for South America. And I realized, of course, all kids are going to be attracted to gross stuff because disgust is pretty universal.
You've tapped into a universal truth here, it seems.
I guess so. There was an interesting study that was done by a woman in England. She's a health educator. And she was trying to train people to wash their hands to not spread disease in developing countries. They found out that if you use fear, like, oh, no, if you don't wash your hands, you're going to spread disease and your family will get sick and the kids at school will get sick. It didn't work. What they found was that if they used disgust, like, oh, you have poopy bits on your hands after you go to the bathroom and you don't want to be fixing dinner with poopy bits and eating poopy bits, then people start washing their hands. So it was a bit of a surprise for them as well because they had done this major study and found out that disgusting was the way to go. It's like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, let's get disgusting, but not in poor taste, even though there's a fine line you're always running.
That must be quite a line to toe. You're walking that tightrope, it would be kind of easy to fall over into the disgusting mess, and you have to really keep some sort of balance there. How do you swing that?
Usually I've been able to swing it because I think, okay, would have this been acceptable in my classroom? Oftentimes I can run the line. On occasion, it will be other people. Like when I said we were designing the museum exhibit, we made this slide. It's called the GI slide, gastrointestinal slide for little kids. And they climb up through the mouth, and then you slide into the stomach, and then you crawl through the intestine, and you come out a hole at the end. Now, Rob and I thought it would be completely hilarious if we put like some kind of rubber tube there, and so they came through this little hole and into a toilet. We thought that would have been super funny. Everyone else looked at us and said, okay, now you've stepped over the line. Having outside people on occasion look at you, you're used to it after a while. Things don't faze you as much. And having outside people look at you and keep you in check is kind of important.
You taught science for a long time. You were involved more in the hard science of teaching before you discovered this great gross doorway. Or was this something that you had always kind of had in the back of the corner thinking, I need to find some way to access this?
I really think it came directly from my teaching experiences. Because I really wasn't one of those little kids who ran around being disgusting. But I was a little kid who was always curious about everything. So I think the curiosity side of me is what more tipped than, oh, let's be disgusting side of me. So if I were a little kid, I'd be the kind of little kid who if you were going for a hike in the woods and you saw animal poop, I would be the one who'd take a stick and pull the poop apart to see what the animal ate. But it wasn't like I was going to be the kid who was going to run around and hold it up and scare everybody with it.
You were a budding scientist.
Very much so. In fact, my mom blew up a picture of me as a little kid, and I'm looking at my grandfather in the garden asking why.
You really were a budding scientist from a very early age.
You just do whatever it takes to get the information across to kids. And if that's what it takes, heck yeah, I'm going for it. Our goals really weren't specific, like, learn that there's a quarter, you make a quartus nut every day. It was more about, let's get people to love science. Let's get people to pay attention to their bodies. It brings out the 12-year-old in everybody.
Sylvia Bronzi, author of the Grossology series, will be greeting visitors at the Da Vinci Science Center, 3145 Hamilton Bypass, this Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th. Saturday, the shows are 11, 1, and 3, and on Sunday, they're at 1 and 3. She'll also sign books after each program. For more information, DaVinciScienceCenter.org, and their phone number is 484-664-1002. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.